So last time we began discussing the sugya of bedikas during Shiva Nikiyim, and we discussed when bedikas are necessary lechachila. Today we'll focus on when bedikas are li'ikuva. And that begins with the Mishnah on Daf Samech Ches Amud Beis that we briefly looked at last time. The Mishnah on Samech Ches Amud Beis has 3 days in Tanayim. What happens if a woman only performed bedikas on day 1 and day 7? As we noted, most Yishonim understand for that Mishnah, that's a B'di'evet. L'chachili need B'dikos at least once a day, if not twice a day, every day. Balmar understood that that Mishnah is even a L'chachila. Okay. But anyway, the Mishnah says, what happens if a woman is B'dekos only day 1 and day 7, 3 days and Tanaim? According to Blazer, the woman is B'cheskes Tara, meaning that the B'dikos that she performed are sufficient on their own, B'dikos on day 1 and day 7. And then the women can continue and go to the mikvah at the conclusion of those 7 days. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, that she has to count another 5 days. She's not mastered the 2 days that she was bodekas. So day 1 and day 7 count as 2 of the Shiva Nikiyim. But then she needs to proceed and count 5 more days towards the sum total of Shiva Nikiyim. And according to Rabbi Akiva, she's mastered all the first 6 days, even the first day where she performed the bedika, and she needs to count another 6 days towards Shiva Nikiyim after day 7. Then the Gemara tells us on the bottom of Samech Ches Amud Beis that Alacha Kirb Lazar, and that's the Gemara in Daf Zayin Amud Beis as well. So we have two sub machloksim at play here in the Mishnah. Question number one is, do you need to count every day of the Shiva Nikiyim in order to count that as a day that's Naki? So according to Reb Lazar, not necessary. You don't need 7 days of bedikos. Sorry, do you have to check every day of the Shiva Nikiyim in order to count that as a day that's Naki? So according to Reb Lazar, not necessary. If you did a bedikah on day 1 and day 7, you still have a sum total of Shiva Nikiyim, even if you missed bedikos in the middle days. According to both Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva, that's not the case. According to both Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva, you can only count a day as baduk, if you do as one of the Shiva Nikiyim, if you do a bedika on that day. And then the sub machlokas, or second level machlokas, is can you be mitzaref a day that you did a bedika on to another day if you have a break, an interruption between those days? So according to Rabbi Kiva, no, you need 7 consecutive days of bedikos, and therefore, if you did a bedikah on day 1 and day 7, day 1 is knocked out. It doesn't do anything for you. And you have to count another 6 Nikiyim. Whereas according to Yeshua, even though you need a day to be baduk in order to count as the Shiva Nikiyim, but the days that are baduk days don't need to be consecutive. And therefore, according to Yeshua, if you have bedikah on day 1 and day 7, those 2 days count as 2 days towards Shiva Nikiyim. And then all you need is another 5. So before we discuss this at greater length, let's just segue briefly to discuss whether the whole need for bedikos to begin with are reflective of a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. So at first glance, we would assume that to the extent there's a requirement of bedikos during Shiva Nikiyim, that's only a requirement d'rabbanan. There's no explicit pasuk to point to that would evidence a chiyuv min haTorah for a bedikos. And that's what the Tosafot HaRash write on Samech Tes Amud Aleph, Dibur Maskalav, that performing bedikos is a chumra ba'almahu to require what we'll refer to later as sofan or tkilosan. So it sounds like we're only talking about a din derabbanan. However, the Beis Yosef writes, we'll talk about the Beis Yosef's paskening the chumra on these shilos later on, but his introduction to the fact that his tzak ends up being lechumra is, with the Beis Yosef writes, Kevan de kol hani rabusa misapkalahu, since there is a suffix as to what to do if you're missing a middle bedikos in the context of if a person only did a bedik on day 1 and day 8. So therefore, since there's a machlokes rishonim, a sveika de rabusa, ein lahakel v'davar, shu suffix isrkaris, that you have no right to be makel on something that is a suffik isur kari. So the Beis Yosef is talking about the minimum number of bedikos required by the Eved, and the Beis Yosef refers to this as something that has a suffek iser karis. So it could be that it's a derabanan detail about a deraisa halacha, but it sounds like on some level that there may be a deraisa component even to the bedikas themselves, according to the Beis Hillel. So that's what Kiveger points out in Shuva Kama Simon Samach, Kama Simon Samach, that he thinks the mashmos of the Beis Hillel is that we're talking about a din deraisa. And if we're talking about a din deraisa, it emerges from the Safrila, that the Safrila doesn't only mean that there's a requirement of counting the Shivanakiyam, but the counting needs to be affected through a Bedika. The way the Chasam Sofer describes this or explains this in his Chidushim here on Samaches on the days, Dibra Maschil Venerali. So let's pull it on the screen. So the Chasam Sofer writes, Venerali de Mizan Nafkalan Bedika Zav Zava. What do you need a bedika for? Mikavan Shavu Zayin Yom and Below Hargasha, Achar Shinista Mayan Rishon. So once you already have 7 days without Hargasha, after she stops the flow, Mkema Mela Yamim Hema Hahema Nakiyam Hema. So we've already established if she sees no more dam after the flow stops for 7 days, isn't that enough to establish these days as Shiva Nakiyam? Manali Disviha Bedika Klal. What do you need that term of safrila? The came to see the chiatar zav, the mine darshina and hefsektara, the chiatar likeshe yipasek liros, except nami achar titar, achar lukula and shalotia tuma masakas benayan. Imkena, yadai shiachto, the chiatar zav, zain yamim, yet shivas yamim, yeshebe tuma sava chayatar. What's the safrila? Says the Chasam Sofer, Ela Karchach, V'Safrila Lomar, Shetzarach Levarir Hasfira Vabedika, that V'Safrila is adding a level to the requirement of Shiva Nakiyam, that you need to clarify the Sfira and the Bedika, V'Lo Tismach Ala Chazaka, V'Hainu Afilu La'akva, even Likuva, Dila Chachila Mitzvah Alma, Pshita, Da'in Saman Ala Chazakos, Hekidikal of Rure, Alakarkal Akvas. It says the Chasam Sofer that Bedikas are Likuva. It's understood that there would have been a Lechachila of doing Bedikas in any event, even without any Gilui Akra, because we're talking about a situation that's Efshar Levara Bekal. Doing a Bedika creates an extra Biror to the facts of this woman's status. So simply relying on a chazakah where you could do an easy birur wouldn't be enough on the level of lechachila. The fact that there's a v'safrila that tells you you need a higher form of sfira slash bedika, that indicates that is likuva. And explains that the machlokas tanayim is on a level of detail here. Rebbe Akiva sfira lehu nehida ba'alma samchina nechazaka depaska kvar miliraz v'nista mayana. So we should have relied on the chazaka on its own. Mikal makam hacha gali lana rachmana debinan bira lefanenu, bara lefanenu. Here there's a gili akra that you need a higher level of birur. Bimkein came into lenezel basa chazaka. The Torah is telling you can't rely on the chazaka alone. Havalei b'chol yom b'safik riya. So we treat that as if every day independently there's a safik maybe she saw on that day. L'kol shalabatka rehi b'safik stira. That's why according to Rabbi Akiva, you need consecutive days of Bedikas Likuva, because if you miss a day, then we're concerned that maybe there's Ri on that day, and she was Osiris of Shiva Nakiyam, and we don't have the right to rely on Chazaka. Rabbi Shua is really the Chazaka to Gufa Alam Tuva, Hechidaleka Cheskas Mama Negda, Lonezel Basa Chazaka, Alexander Kasab, Lidok Shiva Yamim, Avalosha Tistri Safik. So Rabbi Shua accepts that partially, there's exerts a custom that you need bedikos for 7 days, but they don't have to be consecutive. And if you miss a day, we're not choshesh that she was soseres. And Rabbi Lozer holds that the gili akra, exerts a custom, is simply that you need some framework of bedikos, but at least b'di'evet, if you did bedikos on day one and day seven, that would be sufficient. Okay. The Rashba writes, and Mishmeres Habayis Kaftalit Amud Beis, that we don't accept La'alacha Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shua. We don't require Sfur and Lefanein. We don't require that there be 7 days of Bedikos Likuva. Ella, says the Rashba, Shatispor Shiva Mukhzakim Bitara Kurim Lazar. That all you require is that you count, there's a count of 7 days, and those are Mukhzakim Bitara, which is established by the minimal number of Bedikah. So if you do Bedikah on day one and day seven, minimally, that'll establish that the woman is Becheskas Tahora, and that's sufficient to allow a successful completion of Shiva Nikiyah. So it sounds like you need the minimum of the day one and day seven Bedikah in order to establish that Cheskas Tahora, but that's enough. You don't need more than that in order to allow the Shiva Nikiyah to be completed. And that, the Sidri Tara is bothered. Sidri Tara, Sifkatin Yudches, paragraph beginning of Masha Kasav, that if the Rashba, to the extent the Rashba is talking in terms of Bimosi Hermit Cheskas Tara, so wasn't that already done by the Hefsek Tara, as we've previously discussed? The Hefsek Tara itself is Motziah Her Micheskas Toma. There's another requirement of Shiva Nikiyah to establish that she's not going to see Dam anymore, but she's been removed Micheskas Tumah by the Hefsek Tara itself. So the Sidri Tara says, what you see from the Rashba is that if there's a Gzeres HaKasav of a Safrala that's instructing you to do Bedikos, Gzeres HaKasav is telling you that no, in order for these days to be considered Micheskas Tara, then the Bedikas Hefsek Tara is insufficient, that you need the minimum of those day one and day seven Bedikas in order to be Maxiker, or to consider those days as Mukhzakim Vitara. And the Chazon Ish, along those lines, writes in Siman Sadi Gimel, Os Aleph to Os Beis, that once there's a requirement of Bedikos, so that tells us that you can't rely on the Chazaka alone. It's not just that you need the Bedikos in order to be Mekayim, a mitzvah, or a din of a Safra, but you can't rely on the Chazaka without at least the minimal number of Bedikos. Okay. Rabbi Carr points out, Mishmeres HaTara, page Kuf Kaf Tes, that the Chinuch also is on record as ascribing a deraisa status to Bedikos of Shiva Nikiyah. The Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Reish Zayin, Iker HaBedika Min HaTorah Midichsev Esafrala Ublo Bedika Ein Kan Sfira. That we're talking about a din deraisa, it's part of Visafrala. And Visafrala teaches that a sphira, the counting, isn't sufficient without a bedika. So Visafrala isn't just counting days, but counting days through a bedika. And okay. Rabbi Carpoint, yeah?
Just the shittas that say that the bedikas are removing the cheskas tomar iser, is that against the Ramban that we've been quoting that says that the hefsek tara is sufficient to establish the cheskas tara?
So the way the Sidri Tara presents it, it sounds like he's not saying it's against the Ramban per se. He's saying that there's an additional level, meaning on a me'ikaradin level, the Hefsek Tara is enough to be Mosi or Micheskas Tumah. But in terms of the requirement of Shiva Nikiyah, let's say Latara Labaila, there's an additional component that to that those days, the Shiv and Nikiyim have to be Muchzakim B'Tara, and those are only Muchzakim B'Tara through B'dikos. So it's like a it sounds like it's a second tier of a Chazaka, that there's a baseline Cheskas Tara that's created through the Hefzik Tara, but then there's a requirement of Shiv and Nikiyim that requires that these Shiv and Nikiyim, these days, be considered Muchzakim B'Tara, and that's accomplished through B'dikos. That sounds like the Sidrei Tara's presentation. He's not saying it's against that Ramban, because he assumes the Rashba ascribes to that on some level also, but this is an additional requirement to establish these Shiv and Nikiyim as days that are Muchzak in the Tara.
Yeah, okay.
So again, so the Chinuch has said that we're talking about a B'dika that's in the Torah based on Vesafrila. Without a B'dika, it's not called the Sphira. And Rabbi Carr points out the Minchas Chinuch there. Writes, so he frames it, the Minchas Chinuch frames the question as follows, that we'll talk about the position of the Shalah probably next time, of formally counting Shiv and Nikiyim, which is not accepted, is not generally accepted. But, so the Minchas Chinuch asks the question as follows, that why is it that there is a requirement of the Safar Talacha as far as the counting of years leading up to Yovel, but there's no requirement of Sfira for a Zav or for a Zava, that there's no requirement that there has to be a formal counting of the Shiv and Nikiyim for a Zav or a Zav. So why is it that there is a formal requirement of counting, at least for Beis Din, of the years leading up to Yovel? There's no formal requirement of counting for a Zav or a Zava of their Shiv and Nikiyim. You have to be conscious of the Shiv and Nikiyim, but you don't have to formally count them. So the Minchas Chinuch says, that these are all, the difference is simply based on what he calls the Peirush HaMekubal, which is Chazal's tradition, that even though if you just read a pasuk in a vacuum, you have no way of knowing that this sphera requires a formal count and this sphera doesn't require a formal count with or without a bracha. So you have to go with the traditions of Chazal. You can't determine anything simply by reading Psukim at face value. And he says that the tradition when it comes to Sfira of Shiv and Nikiyim is Hashkacha B'yamim. That the point is that there has to be a consciousness of the passing of days. We'll talk about that in terms of the Mil Staka probably next time as well. But he writes, Minhagan Shal Yisrael B'chol Makam Kachu, Afa Mishainam Nevi'im B'nei Nevi'im. That these are all traditions that we had where you require a sphere, where you don't require a sphere. We wouldn't necessarily know from the Sukkim how formal a sphere it has to be. So he's explaining for the Chinuch, he would say there is a requirement based on the Safra law that you have to do B'dikos, and the B'dikos are what memorializes, if you will, the counting. But not akidekach like the shalah, they'd have to actually formally count because there's no such mesorah. The point of the Shiv and Nikiyim is hashkacha b'yamim, which you will see as we go on how the Milat Staka takes that in a very formal, rigorous way lahalacha. But short of that, what the Minchas Chinuch explains is that this sima slav, this consciousness or awareness of Shiv and Nikiyim, is accomplished through B'dikas. Minchas Chinuch says, oh, okay, so that's the Minchas Chinuch. Okay, so let's go back now where we started, and the Sugya Daf, beginning of Daf Samachas and Beis, as far as what B'dikas are necessarily Kuvah. So the Mishnah presented the case of B'dikas on day 1 and day 7. And the Gemara tells us that we pass them like Reb Lazar, that B'dikas on day 1 and day 7 are sufficient for the Eved, even if you missed all the interim bedikas. Then the Gemara asks the following shaila, two lines from the bottom on Samaches and Beis. Ibailahu hazava zava shabaku atman yom rishon the yom shmini umatzu tahor v'shar kol yomim lo baku. So what happens if she did a bedikah on day one and she missed day 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 and even missed day 7 and now does a bedikah on day 8, so can she then count that day 8 bedikah together with day 1 bedikah and subsequently go to the mikvah? So the Gemara is asking this question. L'Reb Lazar, mahu, t'chilas and v'sofen b'inan v'hach t'chilas and ika sofen leka. So the Gemara assumes it's Pashut. Rashi explains that according to Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva, there's nothing to talk about. But according to Blazer, who allows for day 1 and day 7 Bedika, what about a day 1 and a day 8 Bedika? Do we say that you need Chilas and Sofan? Do we say that you need Bedikas at the beginning and the end of Shivanakiyam? And here you have a Bedika at the beginning of Shivanakiyam, but you miss the Bedika at the end of Shivanakiyam, you miss that day 7 Bedika. And then you're back to square one, essentially. Or maybe it's sufficient to have that day one bedika, even if you're missing the day 7 bedika. And then the Gemara has a machlokas amarayim. What's the din? Rav says hihi chilasan afapi shein sulfan. That just like day 1 and day 7 works, day 1 and day 8 works. Rabbi Chanina omer chilasan sulfan beinan. Okay. So how do we paskin here? And in analyzing that, we'll talk about the shitas. So the Torah paskins based on the Ravid and the Rush that all you need when push comes to shove is a single bedika. And even if that single bedika was on day 1, or even if that single bedika was on day 7, even perhaps if the single bedika was on day 3, all of that would work b'di'evet. Because once we paskin chilasan afa pish ein sofan, once we paskin that a day 1 bedika works without a follow-up bedika, so then we should say sofan afa chilasan, that a bedika at the end of the 7 days works without a bedika at the beginning of the 7 days. The Lashon HaRavid, Shar HaSfira BaBedika Simen Beis Os Hei, Simen Beis Os Hei. Let's see if we get back on the screen here. So the Ravid writes as follows: Miu im lo badku ela yom rishon v'yom shvi tahorin. So that's the case in the Mishnah. The Od Amr beGemara shem badka b'tchilas shiva chutz b'bidikas yom hafsaka v'shar kol yamim lo badka inami im badka b'sofa shiva v'lo badka b'tchilasan tahora. That chilasan afa pi she'ein sofan, and sofan afa pi she'ein techilasan. V'im badka be'emsa hasheva, v'lo badka lo b'chilasan v'lo b'sofan lo shaman. But it's not explicit. What happens if she didn't do bedika on day 1 or day 7, but she did a bedika on day 3 or on day 4? U'mistabra l'kula, Sharei Shaninu b'hafsakas hanida, when it comes to Hefsek Tara, the previous Mishnah, Samaches Mer Aleph, Nida Shabadka Atzma Yom Ashvi Shachris U'matza Tahor, Acha Shivasa Yamin Badka Matza Tamei, Harizu B'cheskas Tara. B'chama Omer Mafilu B'sheni L'nidusa Badka Atzma Matza Tahor, Harei B'cheskas Tahora. Hacha Bay B'dika V'acha Bay B'dika. Hacha Sagla B'dika Samsoi, Hacha Nami Sagla B'dika Samsoi. Says the Ravid, just as in the case of a nida, who's supposed to do a hefsek tahara on day 7, and she ends up doing a hefsek tahara on day 2, that works b'dieved. So too, a zava who's supposed to do a bedika on day 7, and she ends up doing a bedika on day 2 or day 3 or day 4, that also works b'dieved. So the Rabbi brings this raya from hefsek tahara by Anida, that if hefsika b'tahara on day 2 of Shiva Yimei Nidusa works b'dieved, so by the same token, a bedika on day 2 or 3 or 4 of Shiva Nekiyim should work as a sufficient standalone bedika b'dieved as well. So if you do bedika on day 1, it works. If you do bedika on day 7, it works. If you do bedika on day 3 or 4, it works. So says the Raivit. And that, the Rashba, Torah Sabayis, Kaf Dalet Mabez, and the Balamar in his Hasagos Os Gimel are bothered. What does one have to do with the other? How can you bring a raya from a hefsek tahara by Nida, which is more kal in terms of the tahara process, to a zava, which is more chamor? So why should that be a model to allow for a bedika on a middle day during Shiva Nekiyim?
Really?
That's the objection that the Rashba and the Balamar raised to this Ravid. Nevertheless, the Rashba writes that, forget about the Ravid's raya from Hefsek Tahara by Anida, but you should have been able to be Mekel Mneyuvei from Azava, meaning if we know that a Bedika on day 7 is sufficient, then why shouldn't the Bedika on day 3 be sufficient? So the Rashba says in Sfara, he's not sure why you'd be Mechalek, but in practice, the Rashba says you have to be Machmir because we don't have a clear raya to such a din. So in theory, the Rashba says he could have agreed to the Ravid. In practice, he says you have to be machmir. And the Ra'a in the Bedek Avizer is bothered on the Havamina of the Rashba. Why would you say, says the Ra'a, that how could you entertain be Mako on a midday Bedika? If it's true that Sofanafopish and Chilasan, that a day 7 Bedika alone is sufficient, that's because we're defining the Shiva Nekiyim as Yamim Sfurim based on the Bedika at the end of the week. So you only did one Bedika, but you're defining these days as Yamim Bedukim because you did a Bedika on day 7. But that doesn't hold true if you do Bedika on one of the middle days. That can serve to define the days as Yamim Bedukin. So even if day 7 alone works, there's no raya that day 3 alone should work. Mereshes Moshe points out there are two approaches in Achronim to expressing exactly what the Ra'a is trying to say over here. That a day 7 bedika alone could work, but a day 3 bedika doesn't because it doesn't define the days as sfurim. So the Sidrei Tara in Simen Kuf Sadi Vav Sivkaten Yudches, paragraph beginning Mikol Makom. So the Sidrei Tara writes that if you do bedika on a middle day, so that could be gorer, that could define days as furim in either direction. If you did a bedika on day 3, so you can use day 3 to define the previous days as bedukim, days 1 through 3. You could use day 3 to define the subsequent days as bedukim, days 3 to 7, but you can't use it to define both in both directions as Sfurin Ubeduke. The Lashon Sidrei Tara is Kule High Lo Arminan De La Havi Greira De La Kamei De Basrei. So you can't take that midday or that day 3 or day 4 Bedika and then say that's Gora in both directions to define up to that point as Baduk, and subsequent to that point as Baduk. You could go in one direction, you can't go in both directions. Chazon Sofer, Yoredei Simon Kuf Ayin Ches, Yoredei Kuf Ayin Ches, says it this way, that if you do a Bedika at the beginning of the Shivan Akim, the end of the Shivan Akim, day 1 and day 7, so that indicates a perspective that you want to be Sofer, you want to be Shomer those 7 days. If you do it on day 1, you're showing a conscious effort that you're defining this week, these Shivat Yamim, as Yamim Nekiyim Sfurim Bedukim. And even if you do it on the last day, you're showing retrospectively that you want to define these days as Yamim Sfurim Bedukim. But if you do it in the middle, so it's not clear from your action what your intent is, if you're just doing a middle day Bedika, and that's kind of like a Dvarim Shevalev, that we can't define your Shivanakim as a Bedukim, a Sfurim, simply on the basis of a random Bedika in the middle. And then the Rashba retorts back to the Ra'ah in the Rashba's Mishparas Abayis, that as we saw earlier in this Rashba, that you don't need Sfurim. Now, the Ra'ah is saying that if you're just going to do a Bedika in the middle, it doesn't make the days Sfurim. And the Rashba says that's not part of the requirement. You need the days to be Mukzak and Betara. And theoretically, in principle, even a day 3 Bedika may be sufficient to make them Mukzak and Betara, even though Lemaisa, the Rashba says he shouldn't. You shouldn't rely on that. Okay. Now, back to the Ravid himself, who says that in principle, Mikra Din Li Kuva, all you need is a single Bedika during your Shivan Akiyam. Day 1 is good enough, day 7 is good enough, day 3 is good enough. But the Rashba, the Ravid then has the following line. So even though l'chachila, you need a bedika every day, and b'di'eved, it's enough to do bedika either on day 1 or day 7. But then he says, aval bedikas hazava, ikar bedikasa b'tchilas yom harishon, u'besof yom hashvi. That the ikar bedika for a zava is the beginning of day 1 and the end of day 7. Kedei shetehei tchilasan v'sofim betara. In order that the Shivan Akiyam should be tchilasan v'sofim betara, that they should be defined as Shivan Akiyam. V'imbarka b'achas mehen farmarnu shehi tahara. Although, admittedly, if you only did one of those, that still works. So there's a second level of lechachila shebibidiyavit here. Lechachila, he's supposed to do a bidika every day. Bidiyavit, if you only did one bidika, that works. But within the bidiyavit, there's still a lechachila in the bidiyavit of doing it not only day 1 and day 7, but the beginning of day 1 and the end of day 7. It sounds like we're, for the Ravid, the way to define these days as Shivan Akiyam is by sandwiching them between a Bedika, so Bedika at the beginning of day 1, and the Bedika at the end of day 7. So that's more Lechachila than just doing a Bedika on day 1 or day 7, even though the Lechachila Shivan Lechachila is doing a Bedika every day. Usher.
Is there like a fourth level of like midweek for the Ravid, or is that the same as doing either day 1 or day 7?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the first part of what you said.
It is like the Ravid also said you could do midweek, right?
Right.
So then is that even worse, or is that the same as doing day 1 or day 7?
It's worse in the sense that the Ravid struggles to prove it, meaning, and there's no Gemara that says it, and the Rashba, even though on in principle level acknowledges it, says you shouldn't rely on it. So yeah, the 1 or 7 is more lechachila than day three, sounds like. And then within day 1, day 7, the Ravid has this extra lechachila shebibidiyaved that you should define your Shivan Akiyam as Shivan Akiyam by doing at least the B'dik in the beginning of day 1 and the end of day 7. I mean, not just day 1 anytime and day 7 anytime, but after the beginning of day 1 and the end of day 7. The Mereshis Moshe suggests that maybe the Rambam subscribes to a similar idea. Because a similar idea of a double, like two layers within Bidiyeva. The Rambam writes in Perek Vav, Halacha Kaf Aleph. Let's pull this up. Perek Vav Halacha Kaf Aleph. Zava Shabaka Atma Barisha Mimea Sfira Umatsa Tahor. The low budka adiyom mashviya masatahor raised becheskas tara kilu budka kol shiva masador. So that's your blazer in the Mishnah that if you do bedik on day 1 and day 7, that is sufficient. Then the Rambam writes in the next halacha, v'chein budka beyom risha mimei asfira umatzatahor ubeyom ha-shmini umatzatahor raised becheskas tara. So that's the bay of the Gemara. What happens if you do bedik on day 1 and day 8? So that's also becheskas tara. Budka biyom gimel lizivasa umatsa shepasak adam v'lo budka biyom risha mimei asfira u'bishvi budka matsa tahor hareza becheskas tara. That if she didn't do b'dik on day 1, but she did a b'dik on day 3 and day 7, hareza becheskas tara. So I realize I don't understand what the Mereshis Moshe wanted to say here. I have to look at that again. So you can take a look. It's one of the simanim on these lats. But think about it again now. I'm not sure I understood what he was trying to say. So you scratch that for now. You can take a look. But again, as far as the Ravid has this two-tier lechachila. The Lechachila Shevadiyavid is doing a bedik at the beginning of day 1 and the end of day 7 to define the days as Yamim, Sfurim, Ubedukim. Interestingly, Rabbi Morgenstern writes Lahalacha that if a woman is only in a situation where she's only going to do bedikas on day 1 and day 7, where she's in a situation, whatever the reason is, that due to medical condition or the sensitivity that she receives a psak to dispense with the middle bedikas and only do a day one and day seven bedika. So if she's already doing only day one and day seven bedika, then better to do the day one bedika in the morning and the day seven bedika b'sof hayom. So I haven't found anyone else that says this halacha. So it's fascinating that he adopts the Ravid, which is the only Rishon that I'm aware of has such a formulation. It's not quoted halacha elsewhere. But Rabbi Morgenstern, you know, takes this Ravid and adopts it halacha in a situation where a person is only going to be doing day one and day seven bedikas. But that fits into this perspective that doing a bedik at the beginning of day one, the end of day seven, for the Ravid defines the Shivanakiyam as Svurim and Bedukin as Shivanakiyam. But again, you don't have that in other Rishonim. In other Rishonim, anytime you do Bedika on that day, so that's the Bedika of that day. And there's no evidence of a Maila. If you're only going to do one Bedika a day, there's no evidence of a Maila of doing it earlier versus later. If anything, if you don't take the Ravid, you probably assume that if you're doing a Bedika, only one Bedika on day seven, you should do it at the beginning of the day, because number one, as we discussed last time, if you hold there's only one bedika a day, so the lechachil is probably the beginning of the day. That's the ikar zman bedika. So if not for the ravid, you would assume that you should always, all things being equal, do it on the earlier end of the day. Okay. So the Rishonim that we've seen to date assume that we paskin like Rav in the bay on the top of Samach Tesamet Aleph, that he the love afbishen sofan and sofan afbishen tchilasan, and therefore if you only do a single bedika during Shivanakiyam, then that would be sufficient. However, Hagos Maimonios in Osei, Hagos Maimonios Perek Vav Osei, writes that it's ra'oi lahachbir like Rav Chanina, who says that you need tchilasan v'sofan, and therefore you can't have a situation where there's a gap of more than 5 days between bedikas. Because if you do bedika on day one and day seven, that's the blessing of the mission that works. There you have a 5 day gap of no bedikas, or 5 blank days of no bedikas. But if you did it day one and day eight, then you have 6 blank days that would not work. So that's what the Ghost Maimonides quotes from the Sefer Truma, that he should be machmer like Reb Chanina, not to have more than 5 blank days without a bedika. That's the position of Tosfos Zayin of Abayz, Dibur Maskel Blazer Omer, Tosfos Zayin of Abayz, Dibur Maskel Blazer Omer. And this is what the Mechaber is choshish for lahalacha in Se'if Dalet. B'chol yom mizayin me'a sfira tzvicha liyot bodekas l'chachila hamayim b'chol yom acha shachas acha samach ben ashmashas v'im lo baka b'chol ha'shiva elapam achas lo shna baka b'yom rishon shel ha'shiva o b'yom shvi o b'echad min emtsayim like the Ravid. So as long as you do bedika one of the 7 days, that's good enough. Fine. Liikuva, you at least need to do bedika on day one and day seven. And if you miss either the day one or the day seven bedika, then no good. And the Mechaber says, the ein lahakel. So that's what we alluded to earlier, the Beis Hillel Sefer Ro, that because we're talking about a chashash, pi of kares, you shouldn't be making about these things. So this is not a stam yesh omrim. This is a yesh omrim with a very strong ve'en lahakel, Now the Mechaber endorses the Yesh Omrim, and day one and day seven would be a minimum for Bedikas. And if you did a Bedika on day one, and then that's all you did, now it's day eight, and too late, you have to start the count again. Says the Dogla Revav on the side here, Zedas Asmag, Vizelosh and Asmag. The whole of Lon is bar Allah kidivre me, Raila Hachmir kidivre b'chanina, Shelo ye yoser mi chamisha yam in bemedikla bedika. So Smag says that since Machlokes, Rishonim had a paskin on the Machlokes Amarayim, you have to be Machmir, like Reb Chanina, which in effect, means that you can't have five blank days without a bedika. Day one and day seven works, but if you miss either of those, then you're stuck. Says the dog Mirvava, that's the smack. Bim Kane, afilu lo badka biyom rishon, ubadka be'echad miyamim ha'im sayim, v'gam biyom shvi'i. But let's say you did a bedika on day three and day seven, and there are no five blank days. Gam esmag moda sha'alula. The smag will also agree that that's good enough. Ubilvad, Sha'akol panim biyom shapaska baka kadeshitis mitara, as long as there's a hatsakara. So says the Dogla Revava, the thrust, the main point of Shitas Reb Chanina, the way the Smag, who's the source of the Mechaber, presents it, is that you can have five consecutive days without a bedika. But it doesn't mean that you need a bedika on day one per se. So as long as you did a hatsakara, you could do a bedika on day three and a bedika on day seven, and then conclude your Shiva Nakiyim at the end of that day seven. So writes the Dogla Revava. If you look in the Piskei Tshuva here, Sukkatan Vav, Piskei Tshuva contends that the Nod Bihuda was closer from this. That the Nod Bihuda in Tshuva, Tinyana Yaradeya Simen Kuf Kavches, Tinyana Yaradeya Simen Kuf Kavches, writes that if you have a bedika on day one and day three, that doesn't work. If you did a bedika on day one and day three, you need to do another bedika on day eight. So let's take a look at that tshuva inside. This is Tinyana Yaradeya Simen Kuf Kaf Ches. Oops, sorry. Tinyana Yaradeya Simen Kuf Kavches. He wrote on a Motzei Shabbos. Shlucho Hevi Be'erev Shabbos Kodesh Avar Allah Echad V'niach Al Shulchan V'Halach L'Darko. So the messenger left the Shaila on his desk Erev Shabbos the week before, and he went on his merry way. Vani ayisi taru b'ksivas ezi geres, ibirosi ki ashliach halach lo, lo iyanti shuv adata achar abdala. So it couldn't have been that urgent because the shliach didn't wait for response. So he was busy with other things, so he didn't look at this tshuva until Motzei Shabbos. I don't know if Erev Shabbos Shavar was two Fridays ago, or this immediate Friday, and he only looked at it after. Tell us about the Shabbos, doesn't make a difference. Minei upashet asli mitzad asvara, d'arayvi l'shitasa shapas d'kirav, that sovan afa pishein t'chilasa afa pishein sofan, v'lechein, kevin desagi t'chilasa afa pishein sofan, sovan afa pishein t'chilasa, imkein chazina derishan v'shi lab d'afka, go'adin, so that's what the Ravid holds. All you need is one day. It could be day one, it could be day seven, it could be day three. Aval, Reb Chanina, Dirishon, Shvi, Beinan. But according to Reb Chanina, that no, you need one and three together, Likuva. Imkein, Chazina, the Dafka, Kaabar. Imkein, Shita, the Beinan, Dafka, Rishon, Ushvi. That you have to have Dafka, Rishon, Ushvi. And he goes on to say Therefore, if you did a bedika on day one and day three, but you missed the bedika on day seven, it's no good. And you need to do a bedika on day eight because that'll make day eight into the conclusion to the conclusion of your process. So he writes, Omnam, Amina ba milsa charata bu milsa de mistabra. Shimbaka darach mashal berishon uveshlishi. If he did a bedika on day one and day three, kvarach ladati lamala de lamahani. Ve'enu yichol litbol b'shri. If you just did one and three alone, that's not good enough because you need one and seven. Vim achar kach shuv lo baka ad asiri. Ein b'yada el asiri. And if you didn't do bedika until day 10, so now you have to start the clock again. Aval. If you did day one and day three and you missed day seven, not all is lost. But let's say she did a bedika on day one and a bedika on day three. She missed day seven, but now she does the bedika on day eight, so she can conclude her shiva nekiyim motzai day eight. Why? But tam nirli nisdaiti is that pasha. The baka b'chi the mahani the dal bedikas yom echad mehacha. So forget about the fact that she did the bedika on day one. Hare bedikas shlishi b'chi. Nechshav Rishon Ushvi. So forget about Bedika day one. Day three is a new day one. And day nine is a new day seven. Vashlishi Nasa Rishon Vashlishi Nasa Shvi. Ube Nehem Hey Yamim. And all you have are 5 days without a Bedika. So that is Pasha. But then he says, Afilu Baka Bishmini, Tahainu Shabaka Birishon Vashlishi Ubashmini. Even if she did bedikas on day one, three, and eight, tavelas b'shmini, she could still go to the mikvah motzei shmini, even though we're not saying that day three is a new day one. U'mitzarif hashmini imarisha. And here you could be mitzarif day eight to day one. V'nas is that tchila v'zesof. V'af sheyesh bein shmini l'rishon yoser mehei yamim hashlishi mitzarfam. So he says that you need a bedika likuva on day one and day seven, which means you need a bedika on the first day of your count and the last day of your count. So he says the two variables are, you need a bedika on the first day of the count and the last day of the count, and you can't have 5 blank dates. But if you did a bedika on day one, and you did a bedika on day three, and you did a bedika on day eight, so now day eight is a new day seven, that's the last day of your count, and you don't have 5 blank days, so that is sufficient to conclude your shiva nekiyim. How does he know that? Umanamina lami divrei Rabbi Yeshua. Sha'amar elam el rishon ushvi'i v'soferes od chamisha yamin. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, it says that if a woman did a bedik on day one and day seven and missed day two, three, four, five, six, so day one and day seven still count. You just need another 5 days. V'arei mona harishon ima chamisha halalu. So you're counting day one together with the new 5 days. So if you did a one day one and day eight bedikos, so then day one doesn't count anymore. But if you count day one and day seven, you did bedikas day one and day seven, they are mitzaref, the seferis od chamish, arei, shashvi mitzaref harishon, ima yamish akashiva, ladadi, lichashev, zayinakim, that day seven can be mitzaref together with the later days, and the first day to be considered shiva nakim. So the Novi Yud assumes that you need to have a day one and day seven bedikas likuva, and you need to have, you can't have 5 blank dates. But as long as you can check both of those boxes, so if you have bedika day one, day three, day eight, that's sufficient. You go to the mikvah, motzai, day eight. But back to the Piskei Tshuva. So Piskei Tshuva says, don't you see that the Noda B'Yehuda in Tshuva was chozer when he wrote in Dagon Revava. Dagon Revava, he writes that if you do bedika on day 3 and day 7, you're good, even if you didn't do bedika on day 1. And the Shuvi writes, you did a bedika on day 1 and day 3, you're no good if you don't do bedika on day 7. Because Shuvi says he was chozer. Says Rabbi Kar, not necessarily. Maybe there's no stira. The reason the Noda Behuda writes in Tshuva that day 1 and day 3 alone don't work without day 7 is because minimally, if you're not going to do a day 7 bedika, you still need a bedika before tefillah at the end of your Shiva Nakiyah. So it's not that you need the day 7 bedika per se, the Torah's day 7 bedika being ma'akev. It's that you need a bedika prior to going to the mikvah. So says Rabbi Karp, the Noda Behuda in Shuva says that day 1 and day 3 alone won't work because you need a bedika before you go to the mikvah. But in theory, if you did a bedika on day 1 and day 3, and you missed a bedika on day 7, and then you did a bedika before you go to the mikvah, mostly day 7, maybe the Noda Behuda would agree that that does work. Because in the case, if you did it day 1 and day 3 and day 8, so then you're doing a bedika at the end of your Shiva Nakiyah before you go to the mikvah, then you're fine. So maybe there's no stira. When the Noda Behuda writes in Dogma Ravava, 3 and 7 is sufficient, that's because you're doing a bedika the day before you go into the mikvah. 1 and 3 is insufficient, because you're not doing a bedika the day you go to the mikvah. But if you did 1, 3, you missed 7, and then you did a bedika before going to the mikvah that night, even though that doesn't count as the day 7 bedika, maybe that would be sufficient. And he says, Rabbi Karp, that there's a mashmos that way in the Ramban. The Ramban, Perek Beis, Halacha Kaf, Badka biyom harishon, v'shuv lo badka kol shiva, bodekes b'shas tefila v'dayu. So the Ramban paskins, tefilas and afavishayin sofa, and sofa and afavishayin tefilas and like rat. Now you do b'dik on day 1, that's sufficient. You don't need a b'dik on day 7. Nevertheless, you still need a b'dik of b'shas tefila. So it's not a b'dik of the Torah's day 7, it's a b'dik of the Torah's leading into the tefila. And he says, you have a lashon laid down the chinuch as well, and mitzvah Beit Zion. Kol shiva yamim tzricha isha bedika lechachila b'chol yom b'yom. B'di'evid b'adka yom rishon b'lvad. V'shuv lo b'adka. Afilu avr la kama yamim achar shiva. Bodekas afa b'shas tefila v'daya. That if all you did was a day 1 bedika, you missed day 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, you don't go to the mikvah till day 10. That's enough to do a bedika then, and then go to the mikvah. So that's his suggestion, that there's no stira, there's no chazara, no behudas. As long as you don't need day 1 and day 7 per se, you need to have 2 days of bedikas, and you can't miss 5 days in the middle. But if you did day 1 and day 3, as long as you go to the mikvah, motzei day, whenever you're ready to go to the mikvah, as long as you do bedika, whenever you're ready to go to the mikvah, that would be sufficient. Badi Yosholchan writes this as well, Be'urim page Shin. And Rabbi Kar points to an Or Zarua that's even more mefurish. Or Zarua Simen Shin Mem Aleph. Or Zarua writes, Hecha Shabadka Atma Yom Rishon V'yom Hashmini U'matzas Tehora V'shar Yom Lobaka. So that Shaila that we had in Samachas, a woman does bedikas only day 1 and day 8. If legal peritinokos, he says that is a machlokes rav erev chanina. So the way he presents it is machlokes is dafka where she did a bedika on day 8. Hecha shabak atma yom rishon. And then she sees that she's tahora with that bedika on day 8. So there has to be a bedika on day 8 leading up to the tefillah. Meaning, he says the machlokas is even in that case. And Evan agrees, according to Rav Chanina, it's no good. According to Rav, it is good. But according to Rav, he says it's only good if you do the bedika at the end of day eight. And a bedika on day one alone, without a subsequent bedika at the end of the process, wouldn't be sufficient. So that's Rabbi Karp and Balei Shulchan's suggestion against the Piskei Tshuva, that there really was no chazara. And the Noda Yehuda is consistent that as long as A, you do a bit, as long as you don't have a gap of 5 days without a bedika, and as long as you do bedika at the end of the process before the tefillah, even if it's not officially a day seven bedika, that's good enough. That's good enough. Okay. So what do we assume lemaisa as far as the minimum number of bedikos that that need to be done? So Rabbi Karb quotes from Rav Yashiv that Rav Yashiv said, let's say a woman did bedikos on day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and she forgot to do bedika on day 7. So strictly speaking, the Mechaber said, day 1 and day 7 are li'ikuva, the ein lahakim. So if you did a bedika on day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and missed day 7, that's worse than a bedika on day 1 and day 7 alone, because day 7 is li'ikuva. So Rabbi Karb Kosim of Yashiv, that in that case, you could be somech on the Dagom Revava, that you could rely on the fact that there's no break of 5 days, and you did the initial bedikos even though you missed day 7. Rabbi Karp says, still better go to the mikvah before, do bedikah before you go to the mikvah, even if it's no longer on day 7. But even that, that Rabbi Karp says, Rabbi Yashiv, but most poskim don't say like that. Rabbi Eider writes that even in that case, if you miss a day 7 bedika, then unless it's malkum igud, unless there were extreme extenuating circumstances, you shouldn't be mako. That's what Rabbi Forth writes. And that's generally the consensus of most poskim, that if you miss a day 7 bedika, you can't be mako. Now, that just means that you'll do bedika on day 8, and then you go to the mikvah motzai day 8. Now, what do we advise a woman who's having trouble getting clean bedikos because of the mako, or a situation where we need to minimize bedikos? So strictly speaking, such a woman could do a bedik on day 1, a bedik on day 7, and that would be sufficient. But that is a risky proposition, because if she's l'chachila in her situation planning and only doing bedik on day 1 and day 7, and she forgets the bedik on day 7, then she's back to square one. So the recommendation is that if you're going to minimize bedikos, at least do a bedik on a middle day as well. You do bedik on day 1, day 3, day 7, day 1, day 4, day 7. That way, if like the Noda Yehuda, if you miss your day 7 bedika, you can still do bedika on day 8, and that would be sufficient. So if you do that, you also have luxury. You have a little bit of a luxury. Let's say you're in a compromised situation where you're forced to minimize the bedikos because of whatever the condition is. So you did a bedik on day 1, you did a bedik on day 3. Now it's day 7, and you have a feeling that the bedik is not going to work out. So then you can just wait. You cut your losses. Don't do a bedik on day 7. You'll do a bedik on day 8, but hopefully things are better. And then you do a bedik on day 8 and go to the mikvah motzai day 8. So to do bedika just on day 1 and day 7 would work, nikar adin, but is risky. So if you if you're in that situation and you enjoy the thrill of risk, so then you could just do day 1 and day 7. But the better etzah is to do a middle day bedika as well, That way you have the insurance policy. If you miss day seven or you feel that day seven is not going to work, then you can just wait till day eight and you're not going to be set back to square one. Ilan.
Couldn't a woman who did bidikos on day one and day through day six and had no reason to not do any of those bidikos, but then thought that day seven might be sketchy, couldn't she also just skip it and do it on day eight? I mean, what's the luxury of this woman who has a mock on skipping the rest of the mock?
Well, generally speaking, we don't allow women, meaning the point of Shivanuki, the point of bidikos is to see if there's any dam. So if a normal circumstance, a woman suspects there's going to be dam, so you still have to do the bidika. But we're talking about a situation where it's medically indicated that there may be dam that's going to present because of a mak or because of some other situation that that could compromise and be sosur shivanakiyim. So then that's where we talk about strategizing.
But so would part and parcel of this kula for a woman who has a maka be that she could strategize, or should a woman ask a shayla before strategizing also? Even
you should always ask the shayla before strategizing. But now I'm talking to Rabbanim, what the people will be Rabbanim, what the strategizing should look like.
Got it. But so in theory, that luxury could come up for any woman in consultation with the posseg.
Correct.
Strategizing.
Correct. Okay, so let's stop here for today. Do we know if Rav Shechter is giving a chabur tomorrow yet?
I think Rav Hirsch is giving.
Okay, fine. So then we could do it the end of Seder. Does that work?
Yeah.
Fine. So, eight times, I don't know, or?
Oh, I was hoping to go to that. I'll go to that.
You want to go to Rav Hirsch? No, if people go to Rav Hirsch, we could do it earlier.
No, but I don't want to be there. If I'm the only one that's going to Rav Hirsch,
I don't think I'll be at either, so...